This is Audible.
Hello? Yes? Yes? Who is that? Hold on a second.
Well?
It's Lord Arpex, sir.
Oh, confound the fellow. This is the second time this morning. Now, all right, give me the phone.
Good, sir.
Wait outside, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Lord Arpex. This is Sir Graham. Huh? Oh, no, no, I'm afraid we haven't. Chief Inspector Dale and Chief Inspector Harvey haven't returned from Birmingham yet. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, of course. Oh, by all means, Lord Arpex. By all means. Confounded insurance people. I don't know what the devil he thinks we're here for.
Inspector Dale and Inspector Harvey, sir.
Oh, good. All right, Sergeant. Let me have the map I asked for sometime before noon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come in, Dale. Come in, Harvey.
Good morning, Sir Graham.
Well?
It's the same gang, there's no question of it. £8,000 worth of diamonds.
The night watchman is dead, sir.
Dead?
Yes.
The poor devil was chloroformed. I don't think they meant to kill him. According to the doctor, he was gassed during the war and his lungs were pretty groggy.
This is bad, Dale, bad.
He's a new man. He'd only been with Sterling's a month or so.
Did you check up on him?
Yes. His name was Rogers, Lefty Rogers. He's working at Sterling's under the name of Dixon.
Had he a record?
He'd a record, all right. Everything from petty larceny to blackmail.
Ah.
Inspector Merritt was already on the job when we arrived, sir.
Inspector Merritt? Oh, yes. Now, who discovered the robbery in the first place?
One of the constables on night duty, a man called Finlay. He noticed the side door had been forced open. At least that's his story.
You don't believe him?
No. I think he was in the habit of having a chat with Rogers or Dixon, whichever you like to call him. In fact, he almost admitted as much. The night watchman used to make coffee. And I rather think P.C. Finlay has a liking for coffee.
You think he knew Dixon was an ex-convict?
No, I don't think so.
This is the fourth robbery in 2 months, Dale. We've got to get him this time. We've got to get him.
There wasn't a mark on the safe. If it hadn't been for the other robberies, I'd have sworn this was an outside job.
What did Merritt have to say?
He's in a complete daze, poor devil. He's got some fancy sort of theory about a huge criminal organization. I think Inspector Merritt has a rather theatrical imagination.
You don't think we're up against a criminal organization, then?
Oh, good heavens, no. Criminal organizations are all very well between the pages of a novel, sir. But when it comes to real life, well, they just don't exist.
Yeah. Is that your opinion, too, Harvey?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Sir Graham, I'm rather inclined to agree with Merritt. At first, I thought we were up against the usual crowd who are having an uncanny run of good luck. But now I'm rather inclined to think otherwise. You see, in the first place, there are certain aspects of this business which, to my way of thinking, indicate the existence of a really super mind. A man with an unusual flair for criminal organization. I know it sounds fantastic and all that, sir. I feel rather reluctant to believe it myself, but we must face the facts. The facts are pretty grim. First, there was the case of Smithson's of Gloucester. £17,000 worth of stuff spirited away without so much as by your leave. Then there was the Leicester business. £9,000 worth. Then there was the Derby affair. £4,000. And mark you, we had the Derby shop covered. We were, in fact, to all intents and purposes, prepared for the raid. But that didn't stop it from happening. Then on top of everything else, there's this affair in Birmingham. £8,000 worth of diamonds. No, Sir Graham. If we were up against the usual crowd, Benny Lever, Dopey Groman, Spilly Stetson, and all that lot, we'd have had them under lock and key ages ago. I firmly believe, Sir Graham, that we're up against one of the greatest criminal organizations in Europe.
Where was the night watchman when this fellow, Finlay, discovered him?
In his usual spot, sir. He had a tiny office at the back of the shop.
I suppose you questioned this man, Finlay?
Good Lord, yes, sir. I was with him almost an hour.
Did you see the night watchman, Dale, before he died?
No, sir, but Harvey did.
Well, Harvey?
He was pretty groggy when I saw him. The doctor wouldn't let me stay above a couple of minutes.
Did he say anything?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, he did.
Well, what did he say?
It was just as I was on the verge of leaving. He turned over on his side and mumbled a few words. They sounded almost incoherent at the time. As a matter of fact, it wasn't until a minute or so later that I realized what he'd said.
Well, what did he say?
He said, the green finger.
The green finger?
Yes.
But that doesn't make sense.
Just a minute, Dale. You remember that man we fished out of the river about a month ago? We thought he might have something to do with that job at Leicester. I think you found his print on the back.
Oh, yes, Snipey Jackson. I was with Lawrence at the time when he found him. Poor devil was floating down the river like an empty sack. I say, don't you remember what he said just before he died? I'm sure I'm right. Why, I believe he said...
He said, the green finger.
Yes. The green finger.
The same as the night watchman. But what is this green finger? What does it mean?
That, my dear Chief Inspector Harvey, is one of the many things we're here to find out.
I don't think there's any doubt that Snipey Jackson was tied up with that Leicester job. Henderson found two of his fingerprints on one of the showcases.
Yes. I reckon that was the reason why you and Lawrence had the pleasure of fishing him out of the Thames. The people we're up against know how to deal with the incompetence. That's one thing I'll say for them.
Sir Graham, do you believe the same as Harvey and Inspector Merritt that we are up against a definite criminal organization?
Yes. Yes, I do, Dale.
I suppose you've seen the newspapers, Sir Graham.
Oh, yes, 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 I've seen them. Send for Paul Temple. Why doesn't Scotland Yard send for Paul Temple? They've even had placards out about the fellow. The press has been very irritating over this affair, very irritating.
Paul Temple. Isn't he the novelist chap who helped us over the Tenworthy murder?
Yes.
Well, he caught old Tenworthy, I'll say that for him. By the way, he's a friend of yours, isn't he, Harvey?
I know him, yes.
Temple is just an ordinary amateur criminologist. He's had a great deal of luck over the Tenworthy affair. And a great deal of excellent publicity for his novels.
I don't think Paul Temple exactly courted publicity, Sir Graham.
Oh, don't be a fool, Harvey. Of course he did. All these amateurs thrive on publicity.
Well, you must admit, Sir Graham, we were a little relieved to see the last of the elusive Mr. Tenworthy.
Yes, and just at the moment, I should be considerably...